Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode. Yes, indeed, thank the Most High for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And I welcome you, yes, indeed, I welcome you to the show. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, the Most High has told me, he said to me directly that I have for him some very important, yes indeed, some very important things for him, for his cause that I must do. He told me that because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would surely have his protection, his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Brothers and sisters, if they could, if they could, to destroy. Can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, yes, that the word of Yah has decreed all that he has planned, was foreordained, finished, declared from the very foundation of the world. Most High does not change. He brings to bear all that for which from the beginning he has spoken. That is his promise. Therefore, I would say to all my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who discern the foundation, who discern, my brothers and sisters, that which the Most High from the beginning has purposed. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern what indeed is foundation, what indeed is eventuality, that they should know how to prepare for the day that is surely to come. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, that since every single nation, I said every single nation, every single institution, political, social, national, religious, pseudo-religious, across this world, every single one of them has fallen away from the righteousness the Most High has decreed and declared that all must obey and abide in. I said from the very, very beginning. I said, all the systems of this earth will be found to be definitively and rightly pointed out. When the scriptures say that all the sin, fallen short of the glory, fallen short of what is honorable and righteous before the One Most High. And knowing, my brothers and sisters, that such is the case for all humanity, desirous that yet some be saved. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, knowing that he too is indebted, yes, deeply indebted, for the mercy of Yah? I said the mercy of Yah, my brothers and sisters, because no man discerns what is divine righteousness, lest he have. No man, my brothers and sisters, come unto divine righteousness or attains divine righteousness, lest he be guided by Yah. If the Most High does not reveal, if he does not show forth indeed what is faith, the gift of faith, the gift of discretion, if Yah does not show forth to guide man along the path, he has no hope of truly being saved. So in a world where all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, who is it, my brothers and sisters, that would choose to declare himself judge? What it is, the judge of all, my brothers and sisters, unto whom all are beholden. Having a desire that men be saved rather than destroyed, being left to their vanities, who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will make himself a judge, preferential even, as some have no opportunity in due time to see the light? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, a prayer for the blessing, even of those who are, some would see as enemies. Desires that the minds might awaken. That, my brothers and sisters, is a blessing for yourself. For since the Most High has seen that all have fallen short of conscience, what else does he do but seek that those who are blind may see? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have such a heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see Yah. They should be called the children of Yah. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who fall victim then to the variant contentiousnesses of men? Who fall victim being smitten? To be vengeful rather than pray for those who are prideful in their wickedness. Rather than praying that those who are prideful in their wickedness may awaken. The goal of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is the redemption of mankind. But humanity has been imprisoned, enslaved, made contentious, man against man. But trust and allegiance, my brothers and sisters, to what a fallen, partial, and treacherous standard of those, my brothers and sisters, who know not the righteousness of Yah, prefer that even you who pursue might never know. Since the fall, my brothers and sisters, since the fall of mankind, falling away from the will of one unto the many deviant, perverse standards of many nations, the nations, my brothers and sisters, have been nations and rulers, nations have been divided by men's pride and falsehood. Personally feeling offended, men have, rather than pray for the awakening of the offender, have rather sought vengeance. And my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you what the scriptures tell us in 2 Corinthians. So weapons, our weapons are not carnal. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. How about, my brothers and sisters, even that those who once were enemies might become wise to become friends? Yes, indeed, there's something to be said about that scripture that says, pray for your enemies. See, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, the love that all might discern the truth. That the gospel might go forth even to those, especially to those, my brothers and sisters, who having not opportunity toward wisdom could only behave and think in a beastly manner. So weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah to the casting down of strongholds. Yes, my brothers and sisters, tearing down of false imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah. How shall we discern this, my brothers and sisters? Shall it be through hate or shall it be through love? Were men already wise that the Most High should send his Son for the awakening of their souls? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Say, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, casting down the strongholds and false imaginations. And bringing every thought to the obedience of him who overcomes. He overcomes all the contentions of man. What are those, my brothers and sisters? War upon those who would exhibit warfare, seeking to defend unrighteousness. For those who defend unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters, also defend evil. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand what the scriptures mean. It says, and we are ready, we'll be ready, fully prepared to revenge all disobedience. And my brothers and sisters, this will be when our own obedience is complete. Messiah said, him who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there will indeed be a time for casting stones. But my brothers and sisters, those who cast them, let them cast them with discretion and wisely. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, since the fall, in so many ways, many nations have been divided by men's pride and allegiances to someone's falsehood. All the nations have been reprobate, refusing and not knowing the righteousness of Yah, therefore being easily seduced, provoked, to uphold, and be ensnared to defend, blinding obstacles in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the result of a fall, snaring men after many forms of damnation. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, whose warfare will not be under the preservation of any carnal standard of man. For it is written that those who follow Messiah, they are called, chosen, and faithful. It is not after the cause of any of the unrighteous of men that they will strive, but for the cause of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, guided and directed from on high. For the Most High is partial after the unrighteousness of no man, no kingdom. The Holy One of Israel, my brothers and sisters, will stand up for the King and the kingdom that he has chosen. And honestly, my brothers and sisters, it is a shame. All the nations have been reprobate, refusing and not knowing the righteousness of Yah, therefore seduced by blinding obstacles. Seduced, my brothers and sisters, take sides with what are still yet damnations. They do not know they are worldly, tainted, driven after ungodly causes. Are beguiled and seduced to give their trust and arrogant allegiance to someone's reprobate, irreverently presumptuous unrighteousness. There's a reason why the scripture says, come out of her, O my people, that should become partakers of her sins, smitten by her plagues. I said your righteousness must exceed that of your contentious rulers, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Those, my brothers and sisters, that will be found to be his, and not those who would uphold the pluralist hypocrisies of any worldly nation. There will be no double-minded, my brothers and sisters, in the kingdom of Yah. For those, my brothers and sisters, whose faith, patience, perseverance, and expectation is for and unto him, know that their perseverance and their allegiance must be unto a pure and perfect work. For the double-minded who would blaspheme the name of the Most High to associate it upon any of the vanities, insufficiencies of man. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us well, let them not think they receive anything from Yah. Besides, said the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Those who prefer to uphold some form of unrighteousness, not looking for what is in all things before the Most High greater. Brothers and sisters, how shall they grow to become truly in all things righteousness when they prefer the taint, the illusions of a miscreant, reprobate-minded world? Amazingly, that so many who are worldly, like I said, are good, but they got God and seduce, the trust in someone's reprobate, irreverently presumptuous unrighteousness. When the day comes, my brothers and sisters, that the irreverences and irrationalities of what have been the ways of men about the plan of the Most High. Oh, and it's time we discern fully what is that plan. When all these unrighteousnesses, partialities that divide mankind against the will of one who is whole and complete, my brothers and sisters, when the day comes of judgment, all things shall be decided. Who will reason with Yah? Blessed are those who will, to turn away from, to see beyond this matrix maze of mass transgressions. My brothers and sisters, the rulers have sworn false oaths. They've heard the masses with the stroke of a deceitful and deceitful rod. Compel men to walk after the error that guides their hearts. I can only tell you that though the rulers have said they want peace, they despise what is the collective whole word. They refuse to know the gospel is a pure and perfect word that offers only one choice. and only a pure and perfect word is delivered untainted, unspoiled, by no means destabilized after the ideals of men. Only that word is the gospel. Put up a bit on the intro to the show that I'd like to explain, y'all willing. And I'd like to make it plain that men understand what I'm getting at here. There's a scenario painted in Revelation 16, 12 through 21 that in so many ways relates to keys, discretion, to the coming kingdom of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, to discern these verses, it requires much insight into what the prophets have formerly said. Revelation 16, 12, where do these verses come from? It says, the sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, the river of Babylon. Very much like the Reed Sea, if you will, that men had to transcend in order to escape the constraints of Egypt. In this case, we're talking about a latter-day spiritual Babylon. The sixth angel poured out his bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and his waters dried up. Scriptures speak the same in Isaiah 19, talking about a great word, a swift witness. Oftentimes the scripture talks about clouds. It's actually talking about a testimony from on high that all can see, and all looking up to behold it, none can deny it. Ancients saw clouds as harbingers, messengers, of what is going on high, and what the day will bring. Consider what the scriptures mean. It says, the waters dried up, that the way of the king of the east might be prepared. My brothers and sisters, even of old, the children of Israel petitioned for the drying up of the rivers, that they might see their way past bondage. Those who would do them harm. Scripture talking about the water dried up. Yes, indeed, it is true. In so many ways, things have been more than figurative. They have been literal. But brothers and sisters, one time the river Euphrates was miles wide. Today, my brothers and sisters, in many places, it's only a trickle. For those who will not understand what these things mean spiritually, many will see these things physically. Well, the water dried up the way the kingdoms might be prepared as men realize that what they have trusted has not been blessed. And they will seek, my brothers and sisters, where they might find indeed hope for life, hope for peace, and all the constraints of that which would oppress. It says, the water dried up the way the king of the east might be prepared. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the one called the King of the East in these scriptures is the one spoken of in Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, really out to the 46th chapter in the 13th verse. Scripture talks about the Most High shall dry up the rivers, prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. Ah, since how shall my brothers and sisters, shall men escape the folly of their rulers, but that they discern their foolishness? Begin to discern the error of the rulers in their ways. It says, sixth angel poured his great bowl upon the river Euphrates, as water dries up, the way of the kingdom east might be prepared, that men, discerning the oppression, might petition the Most High for a Savior and a Judge, that they might be delivered. Read Isaiah 19, 18 to 25, talking about this same type of scenario about a city. We're talking about the five cities in the midst of the land of Egypt. All the scripture talks about in Hosea 11, that city is to the west. And it talks about, my brothers and sisters, a people who swear by the name of the Most High, but walk after the heathen ways of Canaan. It is to be discerned. Scriptures talk about when the illusion for false righteousness is cast down. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there will be world peace, because all the nations will be converted after the blessing that the Most High places upon his people, Israel, to be indeed, my brothers and sisters, a light of truth, peace, blessing, understanding in the midst of all the lands. And it says here, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand this, that the way of the King of the East might be prepared. The one who was called the King of the East, Isaiah 40, talks about how he exposes the unrighteousness of all the kings in Isaiah 41. In other words, the peoples, my brothers and sisters, have been left indiscriminate, spiritually weak, indiscriminate because of their bondage, having trusted all the variant ways of the rulers. Scripture says, he will come forth and say, keep silence before me, O you isles. Let my people renew their strength. Telling the nations and their false voices, the false doctrines, and propaganda, their lips to be silent, that his people might hear the voice of the Savior, and that they might, in the truth, again become strong. Scripture speak of that one, say, Scripture says, they will wait for him. They will wait for this one who called by the name of the Most High. They shall renew, be renewed unto strength. Scriptures go on to say, my brothers and sisters, that Yah is the one who has raised up this righteous one, likened to the sudden arising of the sun that rises in the east. This righteous one, this king, who shall rule over kings. My brothers and sisters, that one called the King of the East, one called the Kurdi, mistranslated his name a bit in your King James Version, Isaiah 44:20, talking about a people who have not discerned how to be delivered from the massive confusions round about, have not discerned indeed how to, what it is they should walk after. If they discern after what they should truly like in Yah, for the multitude of misrepresentations among them. Scripture says the waters will dry up. Most High will dry up the waters, dry up the rivers, dry up the boundaries, expose all the falsehood that men have trusted. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he will dry up the rivers before this one called the Kurdi. That would have been the proper term translation. The one called like unto the rising sun. One who exposes then, my brothers and sisters, all the error of the rulers, proves their knowledge to be foolish. That will establish Jerusalem, a city of peace, upon a firm foundation, that will indeed, my brothers and sisters, be the shepherd of the people of the Most High. That one, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures are talking here about the one who comes to champion the way of the Most High, who frankly, my brothers and sisters, at the 15th verse, we will find that Messiah, Yeshua himself, said that he is, when he said in Revelation 22:16, he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the star that rises in the morning is the sun, and it rises in the east. Blessed are they who will understand the concept of what meant here. You check out my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. You will discern, my brothers and sisters, who it is that bore that title, that Messiah, Yeshua, said he is. And he says, I saw. It's obvious, my brothers and sisters, they're being gathered against this one who would expose all the unrighteousness of the rulers. 16:13, it says, I saw three unclean spirits. How about testimonies? Corrupt ideals, false propaganda, caused men to call evil good and good evil. Like frogs out of the mouth of the dragon. False testimony, my brothers and sisters, out of the mouth of the wild beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, the dragon, 12:9, Revelation, is the dragon, the deceiver, my brothers and sisters, who deceives the whole world. There's a need to understand the wild beast is the undisciplined nations of the earth that refuses to reason as one. Blessed are those who overcome the mark, the false standard of such false rulers, that they might serve the will of one. And out of the mouth of the false prophet, my brothers and sisters, all the false churches, all the false rulers, who declare fallen testimonies to divide and blind the hearts of our people. But these all go forth, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says they are the spirits of devils, the testimonies of devils who work, if you will, my brothers and sisters, beguiling seductions. When it says miracles, it means the things that men oftentimes wonder at, don't understand. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand something. The liar doesn't tell you that he is lying. A liar will never tell you the whole truth. The nature of a liar, my brothers and sisters, is that he will leave you where you are already standing upon infirmity, never to discern how fully to come out of the quicksand. A half-truth in such a case, my brothers and sisters, men left to what some people will say, what, a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing? Men are left to such travesty, my brothers and sisters, drawing hasty conclusions, never discern that they have judged unrightly before the time. So when the scriptures tell us, let us not judge before the time until Messiah comes to reveal and expose the hidden things of darkness, even expose those who will keep men in darkness, then shall men ought to praise Yah. It says, my brothers and sisters, those who judge before the time do what? They consider them wise after themselves, wise after the ways of this world, not discerning that they have done so. For only those, my brothers and sisters, know they must transcend the contradictions of this world. In discerning that they have been foolish, begin to open the door to discerning the way of wisdom. Reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is discerning that all the kings of this earth who would territorially divide the world against him who made it, that all the kings of this world, my brothers and sisters, who forget the earth entire belongs unto Yah, the world and all they that dwell therein, and that only they, my brothers and sisters, who do not lift their souls unto vanity nor swear deceitfully, shall ascend unto the hills of the Most High. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who see their righteousness, their concept of what is complete and whole, from the Holy One of salvation, because the King of glory, the King who is honorable, righteous King, my brothers and sisters, be great and mighty in battle, to show forth indeed what is righteousness, to show indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is full, whole, and pure before the Most High. For the only battle, my brothers and sisters, that will decisively bring to an end all strife is a battle wherein it, in its end, in the end of its warfare, only a pure, perfect righteousness is, pure, perfect sense of righteousness should remain. So we see here in this scenario, the one called the King of the East. We see in this scenario, the one called the King of the East gathered, being, let's just say, his forces being gathered, that the people might be awakened to discern beyond the various misconceits of the rulers, to expose all their lies, all their misconceits, all their corruptions and contradictions. And they were all, according to the scriptures, gathered unto the battle of that great day of Yah Almighty. 16:15, speak to Messiah, say, behold, I come suddenly as a thief. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures already said would come against all the kings to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers? It says, blessed are he who keeps his garment, lest he walk naked and men see his shame. That scripture sounds so much like Malachi 2:16. It talks about, let no man hide his iniquity in his garment. Those who do so shall surely be put to shame. He says he will humiliate all those who are partial in the law. No one, my brothers and sisters, who has a residue of the Spirit of the Most High. And remember, even in the garden, it was the cloak of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that showed forth as a garment of righteousness to those who walked in the garden. For the scripture talks about Messiah exposing then, therefore, all ungodliness. Scriptures say the same in Isaiah 41. It says that those who cannot declare what is the foundation, what is the eventuality, are an abomination. Not at all the workmanship of Yah. But since there was no prophet to declare the difference, many of my brothers and sisters choose ungodliness so they may walk in shame. Well, I want you to understand what these scriptures are saying. It says, Messiah says, I come suddenly, unexpectedly as a thief, that one who comes and brings the light that exposes all the darkness, reveals in fact the light the world would obscure. That all those, my brothers and sisters, who would walk after darkness, who thrive in the darkness, might be discerned as the evil that they are. It's kind of like somebody flipping on a switch in a roach-infested house, and all the unclean insectica run for cover. Raid, y'all! Yeah. Time is coming. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments. In other words, keeps himself. Even keeps his garments, that they might not be worn out after the affairs of this world. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who keep their garments clean and unstained from any of the unrighteous of this world. Lest he walk naked and they see his shame, because the Most High is going to take his name back. No one, my brothers and sisters, will be able to bear it who will not be true to it. He said they will gather together into a place which in the Hebrew tongue, I said in the Hebrew tongue, is called Armageddon. Well, in the Hebrew tongue, actually, my brothers and sisters, they were going to tell it like it is. The place called Armageddon, and this is Greek translation. That place, my brothers and sisters, called the Hills of Megiddo. I said it's called the Hills of Megiddo. That place that was also called Harosheth of the Gentiles, where some of the first earliest battles, even going back further, earliest battles, where Israel fought against all their enemies. And the Most High showed, indeed, whose Holy One is mighty. Many battles, my brothers and sisters, Israel against their enemies decided in that place. And those who understand the story here will be wise to comprehend the scenario. Messiah says, behold, out comes a thief. Blessed is he who watches. In other words, watches. When you say watches, hold. My brothers and sisters, shall men say they are wise because they watch and they perceive after a carnal eye? Shall they discern the righteous of Yah because they trust in the rulers who would keep men blind to their wickedness? Be wise. 16 and 17 says, the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of Most High upon the throne, saying, from Most High from the throne, saying, it is done. And I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, such a thing also occurred when the Most High delivered his commandments from on high. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures in Revelation 10 talks about the voices of thunder. If you understood, my brothers and sisters, what it reads in Amos, the Most High must first reconcile his people, become a light to the world. And then you read on to find out what the seven thunders in fact did say. It says the Most High does nothing. Then finally it says the Most High does nothing without revealing to his servants the prophets. With the trumpet being blown in the city, the people shall not be afraid. Revelation 16 and 18. And he said there were voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake, like when the Most High announced his command. And then the people awakening finally. I want you to understand this. Finally awakening to the righteousness of Yah, the foundation of the earth, all the false rule of the world, indeed does shake. Because the Most High has said that he will shake all things. Yes, indeed, by his word. For only that which cannot be shaken remains. So there was a great earthquake, just like you see in Revelation 6 and 12. It talks about the fall of that city of confusion that was won. The city of destruction, Isaiah 19, 18 through 25. The city, my brothers and sisters, which is the found, which in so many ways was an example of all the faulty foundations of the earth, all the confusions of the earth that have stood against men discerning the righteousness of Yah. A city, my brothers and sisters, which has examples of all religiosities. And, scriptures in so many ways call it the most confused and diverse city. In fact, it has already become the most diverse and confused city in the whole world. Think about it. This nation is a nation wherein the ideals of all nations have found a haven. What then is the most diverse city and the most diverse nation of all? And he said, well, voices and thunders and lightning, there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. In fact, my brothers and sisters, is talking about all the faulty foundations of this world being discerned in their unrighteousness. Again, Most High has said he will shake all things by his word. Only that which cannot be shaken remains. It's talking about, my brothers and sisters, a word of such power, a testimony of such power, that in every way that the faulty foundations of this earth have been established upon infirmity, they all shall be proven unable to stand. The scripture says in 16 and 19, the great city was divided into three parts. Oh, my brothers and sisters, go back and look at this again. So mighty an earthquake, so it's not been since men were upon the earth. Since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, a word has not gone forth to all the nations so great that no lie henceforth can stand. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. What did I tell you about all the nations being ruled by those who maintained injustice? And great Babylon became a haven for every lie. Came remembrance before Yah, to give unto her in his wrath the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every lie that men have believed, my brothers and sisters, has been an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. And every island fled away, and all the mountains, let's just say all the kingdoms that stood as an obstacle against men discerning the true way of Yah, were no more found. Revelation 16:12 is reminiscent of the scriptures in Isaiah 29. It talks about the same kind of ideal. Hailstones from on high, the rebuke of the Most High from on high, put into an end all that will stand against the truth the Most High revealed to his people, Mount Zion. They fell upon men and brought great hail out of heaven. Every stone about the weight of a talent. Just 100 pounds, brothers and sisters. Can you imagine 100 pound hailstones? And men blasphemed Yah, many of them, my brothers and sisters, rather than repenting and realizing their sins. Men, and many of chose to insult Yah because of the plague of the hail. For the plague thereof was so great. But those, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, who know and men have walked in such unrighteousness will plead for his mercy, and the one they shall rebuke will be their rulers. What does scripture say the rulers will say to them? In the day of Messiah's rebuke, they will call forth to the mountains all those who were their subjects among their kingdoms, saying, hide us from the face, fall upon us, and call to the rocks, saying, fall upon us. Hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. What then does the Lamb do, my brothers and sisters, but expose all the faulty foundations, all those things that men thought were solid, viable, In fact, all the social coalescences that men thought were wise should be put to shame. Blessed are they who will understand this prophecy, my brothers and sisters, to understand that when the scriptures talk about overcoming the world, it's talking about overcoming all the unrighteousness of all the rulers who are seeking to preserve their pulpits and thrones could only be the worshippers of devils. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand. Peoples and rulers say they want, they say they desire, and are the proponents of peace. But the way of peace, not only have they not known, but never could they follow. The way of peace, my brothers and sisters, is after the pure, perfect will of Yah. But the nations, my brothers and sisters, have sought to uphold their own traditions, their own ideals, their own insubordinate standards. Traditions that they say that their nations are founded upon. But being faulty, my brothers and sisters, could never make a people strong. Again, the rulers and the people oftentimes say they want, desire, and are the proponents of peace, but are they willing to walk after what will bring that peace? Isaiah 24 says, as with the people, so with the priests. In other words, the rulers and the people together have broken the everlasting covenant of peace, and the only offering the Most High will be pleased with is peace. That being the case, the desire of those who would preach the gospel is that all those who formerly might have walked in unbelief might be converted. Even those, my brothers and sisters, who once were enemies, for the love of Yah, might become friends. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 24 talks about the exposing of all the rulers. Kings taken in chains who had taken men in bondage after many days punished. We didn't understand it. All of this, my brothers and sisters, subsequent to the fall of that city the scriptures speak of. That is chosen to swear by the name of the Most High in vain. But upholding the abundance, and understand, that's not just that city, my brothers and sisters. That city, the scripture says, would be a warning to a whole world that has done the same. They say, but upholding the abundance of their reprobate imaginings, the way of peace, the true word from above, the gospel from above that puts an end to all strife, the rulers have referred that none ever know. Falling away and not knowing to discern the truth of the Holy Covenant, my brothers and sisters, men have striven to get along the best they know how. Many contentious never even to expect that there will ever be true peace. I'd like again to play something for you that I have played before on this show. Something said by one of your former presidents that basically in all things has admitted that the system that men have trusted is innately flawed. Hear me. Listen to this testimony and discern what it truly means.
We have seen America through one of the most consequential periods of our history, and it has been my honor to serve with you.
Honor?
In a system of two parties, two chambers, and two elected branches, there will always be differences and debate.
What? Constant debate? Never an end to it? What manner of holy one, my brothers and sisters, with unrighteousness is pleased? What manner of holy one looks at compromises and contentions against the righteousness and the peace that he is, delights in seeing men constantly contentious after fallen standards, that they never know him. I tell you something, my brothers and sisters, the only offering the Most High will accept of this earth is peace. What then has the adversary desired, but that men never know what is the pure, perfect will of Yah, and only the pure, perfect will of Yah at last imbued upon every heart will bring about agreement with Yah and men. But my brothers and sisters, in this world, men falling away and not knowing to discern the truth of the Holy Covenant have striven, calling themselves getting along the best they know how. But it was all vanity, my brothers and sisters. It is to this date never known peace, and indeed a great earthquake, a shaking of things must occur that the infirmity of the present flawed systems of men shall be discerned, and the insufficiency and infirmity that was never enough to bring forth a covenant toward an everlasting peace. Never sufficient, my brothers and sisters, to bring order, law, common understanding, and mutual love among the people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, only Yah, who declared from the beginning what is the path and the way that must be restored, can show man again, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace. And when the king himself has come, then shall men know the gospel of the king. Because, my brothers and sisters, the kingdoms of the earth and their diversitudes have only been constant illusion and contention. Because the rulers have despised the fullness of the truth, the Holy Spirit would bring to remembrance a world that has been imprisoned, stagnated, speaking vain things. Again, what did the scripture say? Why did the nations rage and the peoples imagine vain things? Never discerning the way of peace, the way of salvation beyond the multitude of diverse damnations. And trust my brothers and sisters, double-mindedness after any impure standard of this world is damnable. The scripture says all those who would swear by the name of the Most High after any standard that does not perform all his pleasure, after any manner of vanity, shall not be found guiltless. Nations of rage and people imagine vain things, never knowing peace. Why? Because the kings and the rulers of the earth have taken counsel against the peacemaker. They've taken counsel against the Most High and the hope of Shiloh. Shiloh, the one who is the one called peace, unto whom it is promised this world belongs, that unto him, in the radiant awareness of his greater light, shall all the nations and all who are wise be gathered, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Hear, my brothers and sisters, because the rulers have despised the fullness of the truth of this holy word that would bring forth this remembrance, or was in prison speaking vain things. It was foretold in advance. There's a truth that the rulers being partial, therefore bound after divisive damnations among the people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth that the scripture said in advance that the rulers would never tell. Shall they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that it should be found that they who upheld these partial standards that divided the nations, that made men contentious to uphold unrighteousness? In fact, my brothers and sisters, these in so many ways the wicked of all, most wicked of all. They lead whole nations, my brothers and sisters, to go to war for unjust cause, that many, my brothers and sisters, souls be murdered. Not just in warfare, my brothers and sisters, but contentious, but pluralist, tainted, unrighteous, partial standards. It can never appease, never appease, never be true to the name of the One Most High. They murder millions, my brothers and sisters, billions over the course of time. And yet they say, my brothers and sisters, that they have sworn allegiance. Many say they've sworn allegiance today for one Most High. I say think again, brothers and sisters, and discern that to be saved one must overcome the world. A prophet, however, my brothers and sisters, sent with vision and power from on high to speak and declare and warn the peoples concerning the truth that others would not. And only tell you the one called Shiloh who would bring peace, unto whom the one unto whom all should gather. That expected one comes because at the decree of Yah, he alone is foreordained at the power and strength ordination of Yah. He alone is foreordained at the power of Yah to discern and show all humanity the way, because he is the way, and none comes to the Father. None comes to discern the way of Yah, but through him there is no other. All, my brothers and sisters, must understand. Truth does not deny truth. Righteousness does not deny righteousness. Light does not deny light. And all, my brothers and sisters, who are the children of light, will rejoice in seeing the righteous one, for whom men have waited, that men shall be healed, blessed, made one, in the wisdom of his salvation. That one called Shiloh, Genesis 49:10. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, Most High has foreordained that he would give rest to this whole earth at his hands. All the world has refused to discern his vanity. In his wisdom, at the power of Yah, all these miscreant standards shall be exposed. So many look at Isaiah 28 and they want to frame it as if it was 2,000 years ago. Brothers and sisters, scriptures talk about determined, a decisive destruction of all unrighteousness across this whole earth. That's Latter-day prophecy. Meaning the Most High must again sit on earth, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Those who believe in him should not be ashamed. It's time we understand the reality of what these scriptures are talking about. Because though the world resisted the going forth of the gospel 2,000 years ago, the word that proves all the rulers foolish, my brothers and sisters, the expose that was promised must occur in these times, even that at last every deceiver shall be no more. It's time we understand the real. It's time that we become true to the reality. Know not the righteousness of Yah. The rulers, my brothers and sisters, and their people have conceived diverse vanities. Like I said, they could never in their partiality, never in their treachery, bring forth the peace that men have claimed they desire. Yet what they actually want is the preservation of their own traditions, false governing idols and idolatries, false orientations and traditions which men have made and trusted. And they have and will do, those who are rulers in this world, who would govern over people who love and have not known the ungodly sources from which so many of these traditions have spawned to preserve partialities. Think about it. We need to talk about that a minute. The holy days of Yah, the Shabbat, are days the Most High has consecrated that all things he has declared should be remembered. What is it that men have memorialized, and what is it that they remember? When in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the nation, the earth, were spawned through an iniquitous violence that at the end of the day was still never unto true righteousness. But the rulers wanted you to even consider this. And the rulers have and will do what they have deemed necessary after preserving these false traditions, saying that they have upheld justice when their spawning grounds were evil. They have and will, since their inception, sought to do what they will and deem necessary to defend and preserve these worldly injustices, even if it means lying against the Most High himself, even unto the damnation of their own and many souls. Greed, avarice, pride, it's caused many of my brothers and sisters to sell their souls to devils. But my brothers and sisters, none who will sell his soul to a devil has a right to sell another. Like I said, the rulers claim to want peace. Yeah, they claim to want peace. Yet they resist and even give consideration. They resist even beginning to give consideration to the only viable solution concerning the appearance, expecting the appearance of the one king whom Yah has chosen. Like I said, they claim to want peace, but they refuse to see a world governed by one king. I would have you to know, since the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, he never gave anyone the right to rule, but true to his own rule. Everyone else, my brothers and sisters, is an enemy against his sovereignty. What do you say? They take counsel against the Most High and against his anointing. Against the king, my brothers and sisters. Against the anointing king. Anointed king, who are they? They resist even beginning to give consideration the only viable solution concerning the only peace that can be brought when the only king comes. The true king whom Yah has chosen, who, through whom righteousness again should be revealed. The rulers and the people say they want peace, yet upon finding that all the constructs they have trusted have been works only after the vanities and the folly of men, regretfully, my brothers and sisters, it is not all among them who has heard the preaching of the gospel, that all will be willing to convert and compare themselves rightly in all things. But my brothers and sisters, woe to them who are amidst the distress concerning the things that are coming upon earth, or yet choose to be irrepentant. For indeed, what comes, my brothers and sisters, is a time of great restitution, a time of the refreshing of all things, bringing to remembrance all that is righteousness. The day that comes that will restore all things, reconstitute all things after the purity and completion, the Most High from the beginning intended. Who will be so unwise to stand in the way? Many will prefer to believe a lie, my brothers and sisters. It is written. But it's also written that they who choose after a reprobate mind and their pride, refusing to believe that they are deceived and have been deceivers, will continue to lie. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand that such a soul as that can only worship a devil. Truly being born unto the allegiance, truly being born unto the allegiance of the eternal peace that the Most High has prescribed in the beginning for all that would be called by his name. The awareness of the Most High, awakening to that awareness, is not a thing of men, my brothers and sisters. It is not of the hegemonial constructs wrought of the conversation. Get the point, the contradictive versation of men. Oftentimes when men converse or they speak together, my brothers and sisters, is it always unto one accord? Is it according to the greater wisdom of Yah? Or is it so often, my brothers and sisters, men just voicing their opinions? I want you to understand and I want you to discern, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures tell us that salvation, the world made one, is not according to the conversation of men. But surely, my brothers and sisters, it is the gift of Yah. Blessed are those who gain discretion and a higher light, that they may walk in and agree with the light. Blessed are my brothers and sisters who consider the fullness of all that Yah has foreordained, that they may know peace. Salvation of peace with Yah does not come, therefore, by simply men's exchange, free exchange of their opinions, the infirmity of their reprobate imaginings. It's not after men's voicing their personal opinion, my brothers and sisters, but in men awakening to, hearing and awakening to, and being true to a word they would hear from above. And only a mutual oath wrought true unto all, learning what it is, the function of the wisdom wrought of direct inspiration from Yah above. Only that wisdom, an oath, an unshakable oath, that men should walk after that wisdom is to the ending of all strife. This always has and always will be. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Always has and always will be. Only hope the gospel of peace. Faith, discretion, steadfast faithfulness beyond worldly confusions. This overcoming of the world and all its contentions comes by hearing, and hearing a word directly from Yah. For until then, my brothers and sisters, man's allegiance is unto that which are antipathy against him. Having long perverted the gift of truth, or turned aside from the gift of truth, the grace of truth, the refining grace of Yah, that men might not walk continually in error, because indeed it is the gift of Yah that a man learns how, through wisdom, not to lie. All I can say that man, having long ago perverted the gift of truth, the gift of faith, the gift of discretion, so many of my brothers and sisters have been beguiled to become prideful, giving their energies after lies, that the world has remained divided, trusting the deceitful, unrighteous, that beguile the blind. Scripture talks about Messiah having overcome the world, and will announce that he has done so, saying that he too for a time walked after vanity and nothingness, the double-mindedness of this world. But he said, now Yah has become his strength because he discerned beyond all the rulers. Who will discern Isaiah 49 and Isaiah 50 concerning the one whom the Most High morning by morning caused his ears to hear the teaching, that he should awaken beyond all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, make sackcloth their covering, humiliate them in their shame, that men might see beyond the boundaries of the evil, deviant, blinding, short-sighted, stagnated mindsets of those who are ruled, misadministered after injustice. Having long ago perverted the gift of truth, my brothers and sisters, the gift of faith, who will discern when they hear again righteousness? To walk after all that is wise, that they no more be beguiled like the blind. Granted again opportunity to see again the truth, only they whom Yah has called. I said only those whom Yah has called, who reveals himself, be reverently humble and diligent enough to understand that being guided by Yah, they may hear and know what is true. Even the truth along the path, they might attain a goal and they might walk accordingly, true according to all that is authorized instruction of rightly. There's much to be said concerning this, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, talks about a people. You need to look at the 43rd chapter starting out with the 42nd, because it is continuous. In the 42nd chapter, Most High said Messiah that he might expose again the unrighteousness of the rulers. Isaiah 42 speaks concerning this well. At the 16th verse, you can go back to the 15th verse even. He says, well, 14th verse, I for a long time held my peace and I kept silent. Wow, Most High saw what the world was doing, and for a time, instead of alerting men because of the hardness of their heart, he kept silent. And he was patient like a woman in travail. He said, I've remained speechless completely. In so many ways, he's saying silent. If the hearts of men were not turned aside from the unrighteous foundations they have trusted, who then is worthy to be taught? Messiah must come, my brothers and sisters, light a fire to give men to understand the ways they've trusted have not been comfort. And it says, I will lay waste mountains and hills. Oh, he said, I will lay waste mountains and hills, lay waste the foundations of the nation, drop all their herbs. Then we discern, my brothers and sisters, that something has revoked the anger of the Most High. He said, I'll make the rivers islands. Understand what it means. If you have a body of water, it has dips, hills, and valleys in the midst of its underwater surface. And the water began to dry up. And he says, I will make, hear me, rivers, islands. It means islands in the midst of the rivers. He said, I will dry up pools all over the world, my brothers and sisters. We see this happening. It is both spiritual and spiritually figurative, but brothers and sisters, in actual. Men will realize, brothers and sisters, that if men do not receive the blessing of the Most High, a will indeed does suffer. I find it amazing. I mean, some of you may have watched it in the news. Say, for instance, California is undergoing the most intense drought known of in its history. And amazing as it sounds, California University is still literally millions of gallons of water and a broken water main at a time when water was such a precious commodity. You know, there's places in California right now that they have to ship in water. Places in Arizona for some time have been using filtered wastewater for their municipalities. Other places in the world, my brothers and sisters, you never thought it would be so, are doing the same. My brothers and sisters, when the waters from on high do not flow to bring life-giving waters to those who are so in need of it, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, the people perish. I want you to hear what the scripture says. It says, the Most High sends Messiah, say, I will lead the blind by ways they know not, and the paths that they have not known, I will make them walk. Did they know, my brothers and sisters, that walking after the diversities of a double-minded society, they have walked in sin? The ways they have not known, the way of one, I will cause them to walk. And I will make what has been darkness, and I will cast out all confusion with the light before them. Make the crooked places straight. Wherever it is that men have been misled, he will set the path straight. Wherever men have been blinded by the mountainous obstacle before them, they should be laid plain. And wherever men, my brothers and sisters, have been beguiled to fall into the pits of delusion, yes, again, my brothers, he make the ways again straight and level. So I make crooked places straight. These things will he do, that they not be forsaken. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters, when man has walked a long path and false path and never known the ways? It means, my brothers and sisters, the blessing of Yah, the mercy of Yah, the grace of Yah, that men receive from Yah, refining, discipline, and instruction. The greatest gift Yah can give is a law by which his people, yes, a law, my brothers and sisters, by which his people, having one understanding, one mutual goal, might cooperate again, love and beneficently, as one people trust. Many say they keep the law of the Most High, but if the end result is contentions and misopinion with regard to what they say they believe and read, my brothers and sisters, that's not the law of the Most High. That's still the misadministrations of the flesh. It's still the will of men. Shall men say that lying against the truth and the meaning of the word? Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, that lying against the Most High was not sin simply because men did not discern his way? My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that it is the obligation of us all. Whatever the Most High has revealed, it is an obligation for us to preserve, maintain, defend forever. The Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, don't allow anyone to misconstrue his word. Preserve the word against all worldly misconceit. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the obligation of all who call upon his name. He said they should be turned back. They should be greatly ashamed. They will trust him. They put down graven images. How about the conceits and devices of men after the constructs of their own hearts? How about every misgoverning and misadministrative standard? False religion. False doctrine. False government. Misrule. Deceit. Injustice. Every selfishly driven miscreant ambition. They should be turned back. They should be greatly ashamed, my brothers and sisters, who stand against men discerning righteousness. Most I'm going to put an end to this gangland mentality. Might make right, really. to make an end, my brothers and sisters, these systems, this world, where I find it a shame that some of them, even living right now, very much so in that situation. Gangland mentality, my brothers and sisters, men living amidst so much turmoil and destruction, they seek safety from them, with themselves, my brothers and sisters, can mean them no good. Many of my brothers and sisters are living right now today in cities where they feel like you have some support against those who would be your adversaries. You join with those, my brothers and sisters, who could never, never, while you're in allegiance and obligated to them, never show you the way of righteousness. See, they'd be greatly ashamed. Most High says he's going to be a savior to those who would turn away from this worldly transgression. It's impotency on the part of the blindsidedness of men. So he says, I'm going to tell you that word for molten images, by the way, is the things that are conceived of the heart and mind of men. See, they'd be greatly ashamed of brothers and sisters who trust in these fallen standards if they were wise. So he says, hear, O ye deaf, and understand, and see, O ye blind. Who is so blind as those that men have called the servants of Yah? Why do I say that? Messiah is called the servant who leads men out from the blindness. Messiah is called the one who, when he sees how men have corrupted the law, he magnifies it and makes it and raises it to a standard that before the Most High is honorable. But I would have you to consider also Zechariah, brothers and sisters, in the 13th chapter, where it says, awake, O sword, against my shepherds, against the men who call themselves, who have been called his friends. Smite the shepherd. His hand will be turned against the great ones, the great ones. I want you to consider what this means. The sword of Yah is living. The word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. Every tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Revelation talks about, Most High looked at the ways of the churches. See, have I not found your works perfect before my Yah? Says, go back and repent. Remember the first works then. Remember what was pure that you one time received. He said, if you not repent, return to that which is whole, complete, and perfect. See, I'll come against you with the sword of my mouth. Even he says, I'll come against you as a thief in the night. And you know what not at what hour I shall come upon you. My brothers and sisters, those who trust in the misconceits of the rulers, who would not have you know that Messiah comes to expose all false prophets. He comes as king, priest, prophet, even the son of the one Most High. How do you think he feels about all those who have claimed to be his voices, but have spoken treacherously and will never reveal the fullness of the wisdom that would awaken the minds, hearts, and souls to the fullness of his sovereignty? Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, he will come to expose all the fallen standards of all the rulers. For many have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, those who kept them blind to their iniquity. I find it amazing. 2 Thessalonians talks about the intrusion of the powers of perdition, the principalities and powers. They beware that any man beguile after the principles of the world and not after, hear me, the one that was called the Curt Eight. One likened to the light that suddenly arises, the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and exposes all the powers of darkness. One the Most High said that he had raised up to subdue kings, expose all the principles and powers, the principles of lawlessness, my brothers and sisters, that men beguiled under such allegiance have been contentious. It's an evil thing, my brothers and sisters, and those who call the Most High, those who call upon his name after allegiance is unto another have a contention to go war, even to strive one against another, and dare to call themselves wise. My brothers and sisters, the misrule of the rulers has been the obstacles against men knowing peace. Therefore he, for those whose faith is beyond all these miscreant standards of this world, we know the peace and the reward of those whose faith is in him. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the sword of the Most High that is spoken that will smite the shepherds is a pure and perfect word that will discern the difference between those who prefer righteousness and unrighteousness. Yeah. The difference, my brothers and sisters, those between those who will serve Yah and those who will serve him not. There's a need to discern, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures talk about in the book of Jeremiah. A sword is upon the Chaldeans and the soothsayers. One scripture says a sword, a battle axe even, in Jeremiah. You need to read it all about the destruction of Babylon. From the soothsayers, the horses and their riders. All those, my brothers and sisters, lead the people into the fray astray. Blessed are they who will understand it in this time. He says, he turned his hand against those who have great flocks. Few are they that find the way of righteousness, my brothers and sisters, but it's those who will turn toward it that he will defend. I want you to hear this and understand what the scripture is talking about. It talks about the seal of the Most High. Keep reading. Let me read quickly. Who is blind of those that men have called his servants? Didn't he say those who are his friends who do all that he has commanded? Yohanan 15:14. Say, who is deaf? Who has been so deaf as the messengers? Who would not speak? Most High sends prophets to speak with others, would not. Who has deafened those messengers that men have thought that he sent? Who are so blind as your rulers who would not see what is therein for having stood against men discerning wisdom? Who is blind of those that men have called the servants of the eye? He said, the Most High said, I gave you counsel. Yes, he gave righteous counsel. I'm not talking about the rulers. He says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that those who believe in him might not perish, because the rulers who defy him shall. He said, I gave you counsel, but you observed it not. I opened your ears, but you heard it not. The Most High be well pleased to exalt his righteousness for his name's sake. He will magnify, in other words, wherever it is that men need to see more clearly that which the Most High's word has spoken and implied, they shall see it. And he shall magnify it to a place that is called justice, that we call honorable. Many say they praise the Most High to give him glory, but the word kabood for honor, for glory is also honor. And light, my brothers and sisters, does not deny light. See, but this is the people robbing down trodden. They don't even realize how they've been divided by all the variant rules. There's no variant contradictions in the word of Yah, not in his thoughts. And believe me, before there were words, there were thoughts. So this is people robbing down trodden, and all the men are snared. I see that I'm going to have to give myself a little bit more time. Let me see if I can move quickly to try to do that. Prayerfully, this will be caught on. Blog Talk's interface will catch on to it. And I'll be granted that opportunity. You'll still be able to hear. If not, the rest of the show will be heard in the archives. But let me move on swiftly to this. Most High be well pleased for his righteousness' sake, all that he has declared. He will magnify the law, and men will discern, in fact, what is honorable. But this is a people who have been robbed and downtrodden. What does Scripture say? You rob me even this whole nation when you don't teach the fullness of my ordinances, and the people have not discerned the way by which they should return to him. He told you that he was going to send one, even one called the Lord whom you seek, but one for whom you should be waiting. You need to read Isaiah 41 and understand what that's about. The one who will rebuke all the priests. Isaiah 41 said he will rebuke all the kings. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that hears from the Most High the exceeding word beyond the status quo that they might declare from above the everlasting gospel? This is people robbed and downtrodden. They don't realize they've been, you know, those who have exalted the standards of men. In the seminary schools, they pass out generic degrees where men can take it to any denomination and preach and then say, because he has these credentials, he is worthy to preach before a congregation. But you need to understand that such an institution can pass out such a generic degree whereby men preach thereafter in institutions that will hire them, speaking contentiously differing doctrines. It means the institution itself, without a love for absolution, had not the love of Yah. It was a agape that could never love an absolute. And believing, my brothers and sisters, agape is the word for love, fashioned after a polytheist nation, empire, that commanded that men all love all the compromises sanctioned by state. It is not an Abba. It is not a love for all the pure, perfect truth that Yah is. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, there's a great difference. But it says this is a people that are hidden prison houses. They don't realize that all they know is the constraints of their rulers. Even when the gospel went forth, there was the rulers sought to constrain it, that they still yet be counted God's standards for the people. But all they could ever do, my brothers and sisters, is lead the people constantly, never to see beyond the veil. They have covered all the nations. Blessed are they who will understand what those scriptures mean when it says, ultimately, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. Cast aside the veil that is over all the nations. This is the righteous one for whom we have waited. Waited for what? That men might see beyond all the
seconds. Illusions.
Wow. Tell me, blog talkers, tell me I got about 90 seconds left. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, will wait for him. We know to wait for him. What the scripture said, men should be made wise, rejoicing in his salvation. He wiped away our tears from off all eyes. He says, Most High looked and he saw there was none to deliver, so he had to send a deliverer. All fallen short of the glory, he must send one who is made glorious. And that day Israel shall be glad.
60 seconds.
Read Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 and understand what he's talking about. So who among you will hear this? Who will hearken to other counsel? So who was it that gave Jacob to be trod underfoot and Israel for a spoil? Was it not the Most High? Because we sinned against him, so have all nations. For men were not walking his ways, neither were obedient to his law. Therefore he poured upon the fury of his anger and the fierceness of battle. And it set them on fire round about, yet they knew it not. And it burned them, yet they laid it not to heart. Those of you who have not heard the rest of this word, please hearken to the archives. Because I tell you, Isaiah 43 has some very precious words for those who will hear it. For the Most High has said to a people that he has called to make them his own. So, but now, thus says Yah who created you, unto them
seconds.
Whom he has created. Ah, yes, unto the name of the Most High, and thanking him for all whose ears he brings near. Hallelujah. It says, but now, says the Most High, who created you, unto them whom he has created, O Jacob, unto thee, unto him whom he has formed, those whom he has formed, O Israel. He says to them, fear not, for I will redeem thee. I've called thee by thy name, he has said, even by his name. Because thou, he is, these are they who is foreordained from the beginning as his own. I want you to understand what it means, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures talk about because one walked in unrighteousness, all the world was put in bondage. But by the obedience of one, all have an opportunity for redemption. Messiah is announcing that he has indeed overcome the world, that men might have an opportunity to be indeed set free. And he said to his people, my brothers and sisters, when you shall pass through the sea, I will be with you. To the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. These are the ones who we shall call by his name, that they be preserved to be the light of the world. These are the ones he will seal with the confirmation of his name, that they be preserved, my brothers and sisters, to show again the world the way of righteousness, the way that will be a blessing in the midst of all lands. So when you pass through the sea, I'll be with you. To the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be any more burned. So scripture talks about the rebuke of the nations. People burn after the propaganda and lies, and know it not. Again, the liar will not reveal to you that his efforts are to deceive. Yes, indeed, it's time we understand. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, as we continue through these scriptures, the scriptures talk about those who he has called, those who he has formed by his spirit for his purpose. These are his witnesses. These are those who bear the testimony of the Most High. It says, bring forth the blind who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. and my brothers and sisters, by a word of truth that will bring forth a revelation revolution in this world. Yes, indeed, he will destroy all the minions of Babylon who have spoken lies unto confusion, deception. And after so many false, corrupted standards have wrought the damnation of many peoples. Only a pure, perfect standard that declares one way is the way of salvation. Every other, my brothers and sisters, against the vision, against the vision are divisions, curses. There's only one gospel that declares the whole pure, perfect, and acceptable word. And men have forgotten what the scriptures have told us. Said, remember this, O ye transgressors. Remember this, O ye sinners, and bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. The Most High said he's going to bring forth one like a ravenous bird from the east. Will perform all his pleasure. That will judge all men according to all that is righteousness. That men so quickly forgot. Or is it that the rulers, concerning this word, they would not tell it. They don't all know, my brothers and sisters, that they are indebted to Yah for his mercy. In a world where all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, all indebted to Yah for his mercy. For he is the only one, my brothers and sisters, can redeem mankind into the fullness of his purpose. Even his chosen one, the one who bears the seal, who shall be the judge, who shall be called Israel, who shall not. Even he is indebted to the Most High, because the Most High had to open also his eyes. Read Isaiah 40:20-45 and 6. And compare also, my brothers and sisters, to Isaiah 50:1-5, 49:1-6, and discern. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, without the one who first overcomes the world, how shall others be able to do the same? Without him, did man already know, not according to the scriptures, what or whom, and after what manner of conscience they should liken Yah? For what power, or through what shepherd, shall the Most High use as an instrument that his people shall know again the way of deliverance? Yea, like I said before, even he whom Yah has called as the servant of Israel, he is indebted unto Yah for all the wisdom he mercifully, at the blessing of Yah, possesses, that he be truly called the servant of Yah. And what does Most High call say? Whoever be king or ruler, let him first be servant. Whoever be a minister among you, let him first realize that his counsel is needed, that it might be a healing for the good of the holy name. For this one is, my brothers and sisters, who desires that his people be redeemed. He is a servant of Yah. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his praise, and his honor, always thanking him for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! Thank you all again for listening.